a used car sale does have some government-enforced safeguards around it, such as safety certificate, which is what used to be called a roadworthiness certificate. And you can also go onto websites and check whether the thing had been stolen or any other problems with it. And those sort of protections are not there at all in the proposed plan from Animal Health Australia. And that's a huge difference from where we are now, where Queensland, particularly Queensland Dairy, has worked very hard to maintain what we consider freedom. Certainly it's generally recognised as extremely low incidence of BJD. And without any sort of protections around it, that's going to be lost. And we're really getting fairly tired of being ignored on the issue.
So, Brian Tesman, essentially you're saying it's not a fair comparison. What are your key concerns?
Our key concerns are that it's a shift of responsibility away from government, away from the department, completely back onto the individual farmer. And those farmers, as it is, have worked hard. The whole industry in Queensland has worked hard to maintain what is the freedom of BJD. BJD is very common down in the southern states and very common just across the border in northern New South Wales, where we have seen that when the actual legislative restrictions are weakened, BJD becomes really what is almost commonplace in that area. Whereas if you go across the border into Bow Desert, well, of course, there really is no shown incidence of BJD in that region. So we think that the government pulling out of all these previous protections will leave the Queensland industry completely vulnerable to BJD. And that's those sort of diseases we really don't need. It's another cost. It's another imposition on dairy farmers in Queensland to maintain the situation they've got now.
But doesn't an individual have a responsibility? Doesn't an individual dairy farmer, as well as a grazier in the cattle industry, have a responsibility?
Well, we all have responsibilities, but it doesn't matter whether you're talking about BJD or ticks, which is another issue that's strong at the moment, or even if we had an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. There's a role for the individual, but there is also a role for government in seeing that biosecurity standards are maintained. And when there is a threat from an incursion of another disease, and you have got a freedom, it's, I think, completely ridiculous to throw that advantage you've got away and just throw away your freedom. And that's the feeling of the dairy industry. We've had surveys where we're well over 90% on all the questions we asked of the dairy farmers were to maintain the system we've got now and maintain freedom from BJD without imposing huge extra impositions on farmers. And dairy farmers in southern Australia are working hard to get rid of BJD and are trying to work with this scheme, but they are in a different position to us because they have BJD. In Queensland, we don't, and we don't wish to throw that away.
Have you put this view to Animal Health Australia?
Absolutely. We did a lot of work to inform Animal Health Australia. We put submissions in, and of course Animal Health Australia has just completely ignored it. What our concerns, their concerns of the dairy industry in Queensland, and that's what's frustrated us so much, including the department as well. We've had communication from the minister, which seemed to indicate to us that the story we're telling the department is not the story that the minister seems to be receiving or is certainly not acknowledging back to us. So we are in a situation where the dairy industry in Queensland is happy to work and find ways forward on this, but we certainly feel we're not being listened to at this stage, and that in fact what we have said is being completely ignored by government and other industries.